like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time. Linda, this is the time for Christmas celebration. Families get together. You and I are blessed. Now, what about August, Osage County?
It should have been released at Halloween because it's full of witches. It should have been the Witches of Oklahoma. It's a Tony Letts Pulitzer and Tony-winning play made into a movie. You've seen the play on Broadway.
I have.
So how would you compare?
It's very difficult because the medium of stage and the medium of film are so different in experience. When I saw August, Osage County, which is essentially a family battle, you have the mother played by Meryl Streep, who lords it over her children, prominent being Julia Roberts as her favorite daughter, Barbara. It's verbal violence all over the place, but when you're seeing an audience 500 feet away, it's mitigated. On film, it is dark, it is depressing, but it is brilliantly acted. If you are to award, as the Central Ohio Film Critics Association will, a prize for Best Ensemble, this would be one of the leading contenders.
It's ironic that the Meryl Streep character, Violet, is suffering from mouth cancer because there's so much vicious poison pouring out of her mouth. We first see her with her husband, played by one of my favorites, Sam Shepard, who is interviewing a woman to help with the care and feeding of this drug-addicted, staggering terror that is his wife. You wonder why he stayed around so long. Soon we learn he will leave her and chooses to end his own life. That's what brings the rest of this crazy family together. Violet's three daughters, her sister, and all their various partners. The interior of the house is so dark. All the window shades are drawn, and it's hot and humid inside the house. In contrast, you have these widescreen shots of the Oklahoma landscape, sun-bleached.
The cinematography does a great job in distancing everybody. So lonely. So much of the film is shot in the interior.
Is it a womb or is it a tomb? That's how scary it is.
That's right.
Amidst the screaming and the plate throwing, new family secrets are revealed. The major point of the film is that the damage a mother can due to a child which is passed on through generation after generation. At one point, the Julia Roberts character says, "Thank God we can't tell the future or we'd never get out of bed."
That's a good one.
Which is so true.
Margot Martindale plays as domineering as her sister. Julianne Nicholson, playing Ivy Weston, is the daughter who's the antidote to the mom. She's demure, and she's struggling to find love. The difference between her and her sister, played by Julia Roberts, is that Julia Roberts is going to be a survivor, and I'm not sure that Ivy could possibly withstand the family turbulence.
That's true. She's probably the only vulnerable woman in the family. But even in these, if there are quiet moments of truth, they're overrun from one scene of screaming and yelling to the next. Close-up shots made the speeches even more hurtful.
The direction surely is one of aiming at a family that is dysfunctional with a capital D.
They're so unfulfilled, doing unforgivable things to people they supposedly love just to feel better about themselves.
At this time of year, we're really at the end of the Oscar contention season. This, along with Wolf of Wall Street, are the only two that audience may not have seen. This one, by the time this show airs, they will be able to see August Osage County and be able to determine for themselves. I don't want to turn them away for people who are looking for finely acted film.
They can go to the movie. They can think when they walk out, gee, my family isn't so bad after all.
Linny?
Yes, John?
You know that time.
It's time to grade.
Yes. August, Osage County. What is your grade?
Because of the terrific acting, I'm going to give it a B.
Oh, and that's a great choice. I'm just going to up you one by giving it a B+ because of that superior acting. Some critics may like it, like me. I think B+ is liking it, actually putting it at a top level in the film. Just making that A, I think, for those critics like us who really value the acting. This is the film to see at this time of year.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. Gateway has indoor parking at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.